This is AP News in a Minute. Five of the seven terror suspects arrested yesterday have made their initial court appearance in Miami. They're accused of plotting to bomb the Sears Tower in Chicago and other buildings. Security officials at the tower say it's business as usual today. A former Reno pawn shop owner accused of stabbing his wife to death and shooting the judge handling their divorce is now back in the USA. After 11 days on the run, police say Darren Mack surrendered without incident last night in Mexico. He arrived at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport this morning. At least two people have been killed in a series of storms in Ohio over the last few days. A teenage boy died when a tree fell on his tent, and a firefighter died trying to rescue teenagers stranded in their Jeep. And for mourners who don't have the time or ability to make it to the funeral, a chapel in New York now offers webcasting. Those who can't make it to the service can pay their last respects at the Star of David Memorial Chapel over a live web camera. Ross Simpson, the Associated Press, with AP News in a Minute.